content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter from August the 7th, 2019. We have four different articles in this issue: Improvements to Administration of Innovations Waiver, Implementation Electronic Visit Verification Postponed, New Guide on Assistive Technology, and Thank You for Participating in our 2019 Targets Survey. So we'll begin with Lawsuit Protects Rights of Innovations Waiver Recipients. The NC Department of Health and Human Services has issued a new communication bulletin that should make it easier for people who have the Innovations Waiver to get the services they need. This bulletin is the result of the Disability Rights NC's complaint against the state of North Carolina over the use of budget caps to limit services. The bulletin went to all of the state's local management entities, managed care organizations, also known as LMEMCOs, and clarifies these important principles. Number one, the amount of supports an individual gets must be based on medical necessity, not their assigned budget. Number two, employees with the LMEMCOs must encourage families to request all services they believe they need, regardless of their SIS score or assigned budget. When deciding whether to approve a request for services, the LMEMCO must only consider the needs of the individual, not the assigned budget or the services given to other participants who have similar SIS scores or the same budget category. This guidance comes as a result of the LS versus WAS statement agreement. Disability Rights NC filed this lawsuit in 2011, challenging how the Innovations Waiver was being implemented. Some of the LMEMCOs failed to comply with the terms of the settlement agreement, so in December of 2017, we filed another complaint. The new communication bulletin is in response to that complaint. Next, electronic visit verification delayed. Disability Rights NC has had concerns about the idea of electronic visit verification from its inception. The recent decision to delay EVV is good news because it will allow more time to study any unintended consequences. EVV is an electronic system to verify the hours worked by direct support providers who serve people with disabilities and who are paid by Medicaid. There are many concerns about the implementation of EVV, and such as how a worker would log time when they provide different types of services over the course of a shift, or if this additional burden will push already underpaid workers out of the field. But the biggest concern about EVV is the gross invasion of privacy of people with disabilities. Some versions of EVV involve GPS tracking of the worker and, by extension, the person being served. Implementation of EVV for personal care attendants has been pushed back to 2020 in order to give states more time to set up EVV systems. Disability advocates are now pushing for Congress to prohibit the use of GPS in EVV systems. Check out our new guide on assistive technology. Assistive technology is any device that is used to increase, maintain, or improve the functional capabilities of a person with a disability. Examples of AT can range from an adapted hairbrush to a high-tech communication device. When assistive technology is necessary for a person with a disability to be able to learn, live, and have independence, have a job, certain public programs may pay for that AT. Those programs include public schools, the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Services, also known as VR, and certain Medicaid programs. Our guide, Your Right to Assistive Technology, explains how you may be able to get the AT you need through these programs. Have you had trouble getting needed assistive technology from your school or service provider? If so, we want to hear your story. Send us an email at info@disabilityrightsnc.org and put assistive technology in the subject line. And again, that email was info at disabilityrightsnc.org. And you can find the article that I just mentioned on our website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And finally, thank you for your input. Thank you to everyone who participated in our 2019 Target Survey. Every year, we create targets to guide our work fighting for the rights of people with disabilities. We ask for public input on our targets so we can ensure that we are working on the issues most important to the disability community. Our Board of Directors will consider the results of the Target Survey before finalizing our 2019 targets at its September meeting. And of course, if you would like more information on any of the articles I've just shared, it is available on www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And again, that was www.disabilityrightsnc.org. You can also reach us by phone at 877-235-4210 or at 919-856-2195. And this concludes today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions, please contact us at 919-832-5138. And again, 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.